This week on Foamcast Radio, Hasbro silently reskins a discontinued blaster not once, not twice, but three times. Blaster Corps adds a couple of requested features to the T2 Afterburner. I've got your weekend requisition recon and battle space intel, an after-action review of the first quarterly Foamcast Radio trading post event, and a fairy princess joins me in the war room to discuss an upcoming battle between two warring Fae factions.
Listen up and load up. It's time for the biggest podcast in the world dedicated to foam blaster toys. News, reviews, events, and more. And now, recording from the broadcast bunker, it's Ben Anderson, the host of Foamcast Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. I don't have a sit rep for you this week, so let's get straight into the StratCom. First up, Nerf has reskinned the M-Strike Elite Strong Arm. A few people out there noticed that with no announcement, Hasbro released three new color schemes for the Strong Arm on Amazon. One of them makes it look a lot like a Doomlands blaster with a lot of white and clear plastic and a little bit of orange. One definitely looks like a Rebel version with a lot of purple and pink. And the third one is interesting. It has some dark green and red. I'm not sure if maybe they were going for an older Zombie Strike look or maybe an older Vortex color scheme. All three are available right now on Amazon. Next up, Blaster Corps has announced some updates to the T2 Afterburner kits. Now when you go to order one, you can choose to get one with no rail, a Picatinny rail, or an N-Strike rail. You can also get the kit with or without an N-Strike muzzle attachment. These are features that some people, myself included, actually wanted on this kit, and you might remember a few episodes ago when I had Sean Peroni from Blaster Corps on the podcast, and I specifically asked him if these were features that were going to be made available. So I'm very excited that they now are. For links to everything I just talked about, head to the show notes at foamcastradio.com. Foamcast Radio is supported by PodCoin. Did you know you can get paid to listen to all your favorite podcasts, including Foamcast Radio? Just install the free PodCoin app for iOS or Android, and every minute you listen earns you points toward gift cards for Amazon, Target, Starbucks, and more. And PodCoin even has an exclusive bonus just for my listeners. When you enter the code Foamcast, you'll get 300 bonus points right away. Don't waste another minute listening for free. Install the free PodCoin app and start earning today. Thanks to PodCoin for supporting Foamcast Radio. All right, it's time for your requisition recon for this week. The Boomco Halo ODST M6 is available on Amazon for $7 US, down from its normal $15 US price. The Nerf Mega Cyclone Shock is available on Amazon for only $10 US, down from its normal price of $20 US. The Nerf Rival Rechargeable Battery Pack is still on sale on Amazon for $16 US, down from its normal $30 US price. And the Nerf Zombie Strike Scavenger is still on sale on Amazon for $25 US, down from $50 US. Don't forget that if you order something from Foam Blast, you should use the coupon code FOAMCAST to get 5% off. This coupon code will expire on May 14th, which is less than a month away. If you order something from my sponsor SM Enterprises, use the coupon code FOAMCAST to get 10% off. And if you order anything from my sponsor Flux Sunglasses, use the coupon code FOAMCAST for 15% off. Also, don't forget about my Facebook fan group, Foamcast Radio Fans. I post giveaways in that group that I find all over the place. For example, last week I posted a giveaway of a bunch of tactical vest kits for kids that was being given away on Amazon. You can do all the research yourself and follow all these different pages and join all these mailing lists to try to find out about all of these different giveaways, or you can just let me do the work for you. Join the Foamcast Radio Fans group on Facebook and you'll see all of them posted there. Alright, let's get into this weekend's battle space intel. HVZ at CU Boulder is having their week-long 2019 event Ragnarok in Boulder, Colorado, starting back on the 15th and concluding on April 19th. The Victoria Foam Blaster Association is having their Season 3 Game Day in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada on April 18th. The BC Nerf Alliance is having their Good Nerf Day event in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada on April 19th. Chasers Laser Tag is having their Friday Night Nerf and Laser Tag Wars in Naperville, Illinois on April 19th. BG Undead is having their April 2019 invite in Bowling Green, Ohio, April 19th and 20th. The Verona Public Library is having their Nerf or Nothing event in Verona, Wisconsin on April 19th. Dart Wars Centennial is having their Blacklight Nerf Wars event in Centennial, Colorado on April 19th. Bristol Blast is having their Foam Flinging Skirmish 6 in Warminster, England on April 20th. The Carolina Nerf Association is having their Darts at the Park No. 3 event in Chapel Hill, North Carolina on April 20th. Clarkson University HVZ is having their Invitational event in Potsdam, New York on April 20th. The Kentucky Indiana Nerf Group is having their Rumble in the Weeds event in Jeffersonville, Indiana on April 20th. The Southern Maryland House of Nerf is having their April 2019 Nerf Battle in La Plata, Maryland on April 20th. Alabama United Nerf is having their monthly Nerf War No. 18 in Vestavia Hills, Alabama on April 20th. Games of Foam is having their Nerf Wars at Battlezone event in Ashford, England on April 20th. The Altoona Nerf Club is having their Crucible event in Altoona, Pennsylvania on April 20th. The Maryville Nerfing Nation is having their Nerf War event in Maryville, Missouri on April 20th. SoCal Nerf Wars is having their April 2019 event in Riverside, California on April 20th. SD Nerf Meet is having their Nerf Combat Exercises event in San Diego, California, April 20th. Final Option Self-Defense Studio is having their Nerf Guns and Obstacle Course event in Plymouth, Wisconsin on April 20th. Calgary Superstock Nerf Club is having their 2019 Game and Mod Session 1 in Calgary, Alberta, Canada on April 20th. The Defensive Action Center is having their Nerf Easter Egg Hunt in Spokane Valley, Washington on April 20th. Norwich Dart Weavers are having their Eggstra Special Nerf War in Norfolk, England on April 21st. The San Antonio Nerf Militia is having their Nerf War event in Universal City, Texas on April 21st. The 5280 Foam Dart League is having their April Nerf Battle in Denver, Colorado on April 21st. The Southwest Idaho Nerfers are having their Modded Night in Boise, Idaho on April 21st. The Lindenwood University Nerf Alliance is having their Nerf War event in St. Charles, Missouri on April 22nd. Games of Foam is having their Dover Court Skate Nerf War in Harwich, England on April 23rd. And Turner's Skate Palace is having their Fortnite Nerf War event in Hagerstown, Maryland on April 24th. For more information about any of these events and to make sure that your event gets mentioned on the podcast, head to foamcastradio.com/intel. All right, before we go to break, I've got a quick after-action review for you. Last week, I hosted the first ever Foamcast Radio quarterly blaster trading post event. It was essentially a swap meet just for the blaster hobby. I had a bunch of people from around the Spokane area show up, and we bought, sold, and traded a lot of different things. I ended up trading away a few things that I didn't really want, plus I picked up some accessories that I've been looking for. It was definitely a success, and you can see photos posted over on the Foamcast Radio Facebook page. This event is something that I'm planning to do once every few months, so stay tuned for more information about upcoming Foamcast Radio events. Foamcast Radio is supported by LifeAid. When I get out on the foam battlefield, I ask a lot of my body. Both my muscles and my mind get pushed to their absolute limits. That's why I depend on the nutrients and natural ingredients of LifeAid beverages to boost my performance both on and off the battlefield. Whether it's FocusAid to help me keep a clear head in the midst of the chaos, FitAid to help me recover after a skirmish, or PartyAid to rehydrate after a long day of combat, I know I can count on the all-natural ingredients of LifeAid beverages to keep me going. For a limited time, LifeAid is offering my listeners an exclusive discount of $20 off your first purchase of a 24-pack. Stop filling your body with energy drinks packed with artificial colors, flavors, and sweeteners that will dehydrate you and leave you feeling drained. Try the delicious and healthy Life-Aid beverages today. Order a 24-pack of Life-Aid right now and get $20 off. Take advantage of this offer exclusively available to Foamcast Radio listeners by going to foamcastradio.com/lifeaid. That's foamcastradio.com/LIFEAID. Thanks to Life-Aid for supporting Foamcast Radio. All right, everybody. This week, I'm really excited to have a very special guest with us in the War Room. I'm talking to Fairy Princess Lolly, organizer of the Fairy Blossom Festival. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Now, Lolly, I have a question for you because I don't really know a lot about you and neither does my audience. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you? Who are you exactly and where do you come from?
Well, I am the princess from the Kingdom of Storms, and on the human map, that is known as the Northwest, and particularly, I reside in the Emerald City, and I think you guys call that Seattle.
Very interesting. So the reason that I actually have you on the podcast today is to talk to you about an upcoming event called the Fairy Blossom Festival, specifically the Midsummer Games. And I'm going to ask you about those, but can you tell us a little bit about the Fairy Blossom Festival? What is that exactly?
So in the small village of Fairy Blossom, every year we have a fun festival. It is a LARP cosplay boffer gaming festival, in short. And a couple of years ago, we incorporated Nerf into the games.
Very cool. And then in addition to the Midsummer Games, do you have different events in different seasons? How does that work?
We are planning to do that this year. We're planning to add two more events in October. We want to have a sort of Halloween dumb supper, which is sort of a Halloween dark fairy type of dinner. And then in December, we are looking at having a midwinter games.
Very interesting. Now, I want to talk to you specifically about the upcoming midsummer games. Tell us where and when this event is actually going to be held.
So the event is, it occurs on this year. It's always the last weekend of June, so this year is the 28th, 29th, and 30th. It is in PL, Washington, which is a little bit of a strange name, at a large property called Red Hawk Avalon. And it is the annual competition between the king and queen of the fairies in order to win the grand pennant for the year. So everybody participates in a number of different games that go on at the festival. And then whoever gets the most prize, whichever team gets the most prize, the king's team or the queen's team, they are the ones that win for the year.
Very cool. Well, this is definitely different from a lot of the events that my audience is used to hearing about and going to, but I think some people are going to find it interesting. How long have you been actually putting on this event?
This is our fifth year.
Awesome. Well, I definitely have some questions about how blasters are incorporated into the event. Before we get to those questions, though, we've got a quick message from one of our hand-selected sponsors, and then we'll be right back. Foamcast Radio is supported by Flux Sunglasses. Whenever you're flinging foam, you need to be wearing eye protection. But shop glasses don't protect you from glare or UV rays, and most sunglasses are either too expensive for the battlefield or too cheap to hold up to punishment. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Flux Sunglasses. These stylish sunglasses are durable enough to protect you from flying foam, polarized to cut glare, UV protected, and ridiculously affordable. For a limited time, my listeners can visit foamcastradio.com/flux and use the coupon code FOAMCAST at checkout to save 15% off their already low prices. Protecting your eyes on the battlefield is important. Don't wait another day to protect yourself with the only brand of eyewear I trust when I'm out on the field. Visit foamcastradio.com/flux right now, and don't forget to use the coupon code FOAMCAST to save 15% off your entire order. Thanks to Flux Sunglasses for being the official eyewear of Foamcast Radio. Hey everybody, it's time for your counterintelligence contest. Last week's winner was Hugo Huerta. I hope I got your name right. They will be receiving a Foamcast Radio patch. If you want one of your very own, you can head to foamcastradio.com/merch. This week's prize is being provided by Faye Productions. It's an awesome modified blaster and a complete ticket package for the Fairy Blossom Festival Midsummer Games. This week, the entry method is a bit of a scavenger hunt, but it's worth it and hopefully a little fun. To get the magic word, go to foamcastradio.com/intel and find the event page for the Fairy Blossom Festival Midsummer Games. It should be at the very bottom. On that page, you'll find the magic word that you'll need to enter into the contest form at foamcastradio.com/win. You'll also find a link to the Faye Productions YouTube channel, where you'll need to subscribe and comment on the video about this interview. They're providing this awesome blaster and ticket package, so this is our way of thanking them. It might be a little extra work, but the prize is definitely worth it. This contest is only open to entries from the United States. Good luck! Alright everybody, I am back with Fairy Princess Lolly from the Fairy Blossom Festival. Now, I wanted to ask you about your upcoming event, the Midsummer Games, and specifically, how are foam blasters involved?
So, as I mentioned earlier, we have a number of different types of games that go on. We have a LARP quest that happens in the woods, and one of the other major activities that happens, and we're really excited this year because we're expanding on it, is we have what is called the Fairy Meet Nerf Wars. And this is where our two teams, the King's team and the Queen's team, battle one another in order to win as many pieces of fairy meat as they can. Which often they will sell off to the goblin camp at the end of the day's battles in order to get coin. So it's actually rather hilarious, but we have an entire gaming field, and this year we're building battlements to go out onto the field, so there are going to be walls and barrels and things for people to maneuver and hide behind. And then our game master runs various flavors of games in which people are trying to get whatever prize he has set up for that. So sometimes they're capture the flag style, sometimes there may be flag football style. The other place that our players can use their Nerf weapons is in the LARP quest, where we actually have two different challenges. One of them is a gunslinging wizard challenge, and the other one is an elf shot archery challenge, and both of those people can use their blasters with, or if they have the archery, Nerf archery, they can use those as well. So there are a lot of different options. Does that explain?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That sounds really cool with the different game types and stuff. I think a lot of people will find that interesting.
The plan for this year is to have three different battles on Saturday and two different battles on Sunday.
Awesome. Well, that definitely sounds like a ton of fun. Now, a lot of people in my audience are used to modifying their blasters, either for performance or visually or both. Are those people going to be able to bring their own blasters if they want to come?
People are allowed to bring their own blasters, but my game master has advised me that I should say they are supposed to be non-modified blasters.
Interesting, interesting. So it is a stock blaster event.
Yes, because not everybody who comes initially is there to participate in the Nerf battle specifically. They may come for a different purpose, say they want to participate in the forest quest. And because of that, they will not be prepared to go into battle with professional Nerf battlers. What do you guys call yourselves? So with that being said, we want to be able to be welcoming to everybody. So we provide as much as we can with some types of blasters in case people arrive, they discover that it's there, and then they want to jump in and participate. But that's why we don't want people to modify them, because we don't know who we have to try to prepare for everybody.
Absolutely. And like you were saying, I think some people are not going to be prepared necessarily for those higher grade blasters. So that totally makes sense. Well, it sounds really cool and like a lot of fun. And it's definitely awesome that you're incorporating blaster toys into your event. How many people are you expecting to come to the Midsummer Games this year?
We usually get anywhere between 100 and 200 people. We just moved to our new site last year, and so everybody is sort of adjusting to being out in the woods and away from civilization a little bit. It is a camping event.
And so this location that you mentioned in PL, that's close to Olympia, kind of outside of Olympia. Is that correct?
Correct. Probably about an hour from Olympia, I would say.
Well, it definitely sounds like an event that some people might be interested in that are listening to this right now. So hopefully they can go check that out. And if they want to do that, how can they participate? How can they look at getting tickets to this?
So if you go to our website, which is fairyblossomfestival.com, you can get tickets there. And then if you want to follow along with the event, we are all over social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the main platforms.
Awesome. Well, all of those links are going to be in our show notes at foamcastradio.com, so people can go check that stuff out and follow along. Well, Fairy Princess Lolly, it has been awesome getting to know you and learning a little bit about your upcoming event. Before I let you go, I have one last question that I ask all of my guests on this podcast, and that is, what is your favorite blaster?
Uh-oh. Can I tell a little bit of a story here?
Sure.
So, one year at Thanksgiving, I was at my friend Erkling the Goblin's house. And after we stuffed ourselves with delicious cranberry sauces and savory turkey and other types of birds and meats, rather than going into the classic food coma, we were all promptly armed with Nerf weapons, at which point we then proceeded, everybody who was there proceeded to engage in an enormous Nerf battle throughout the entire house. As a part of this Nerf battle, I had the occasion to fire this gun that was on a table that was sort of, I guess, Gatling gun style, where the bullets sort of went through it on a feed and it went ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. It was perhaps the most fun Nerf gun I ever got to fire.
Well, it definitely sounds like you're describing the Nerf N-Strike Vulcan, which is definitely a really fun blaster to play with. Fairy Princess Lolly, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. And we would love to see new faces out at the festival.
All right, everybody. Before I sign off, I've got a quick action item for you. Head over to the Foamcast Radio Fans Facebook group. Find the action item post and answer this question. What's your favorite PvP game type? I can't wait to read all your answers. Big thanks to Podcoin, Life Aid Beverages, and Flux Sunglasses for sponsoring this episode. Please support the podcast by supporting my sponsors. You can find a complete listing of all my sponsors at foamcastradio.com/sponsors. And I wanted to shout out Pete Fuzzy Pete. He recently bought some Flux sunglasses after hearing them advertising on my podcast. He posted a photo on his Instagram of some matte black frames and red lenses. They look really cool, and I'm really glad that he's enjoying them. I also want to thank Fairy Princess Lolly for being my guest this week, and I had a couple of other shoutouts as well. I wanted to thank NerfKrig.dk. I ordered one of their patches, and they went ahead and threw in some free MOSFET boards and a little pack of darts. Thanks, guys, that was really awesome. I also wanted to thank Containment Crew. You'll recall that I recently gave away a pair of Containment Crew Inferno flywheels. I paid for those myself, but when they shipped the order to the contest winner, they went ahead and threw in a bunch of extra Containment Crew swag. That was really cool. I also ordered some wheels for myself, and they sent me some swag too. So big thank you to everybody over at Containment Crew. And last but certainly not least, thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to make sure you won't miss a single episode. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so it's easy to follow us and share this episode with your friends. You can also find us at foamcastradio.com. We can view the show notes, order merch, and more. Tune in next week for a brand new episode of Foamcast Radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Engelstadt, licensed therapist and host of the Best Medicine Podcast, a show where I help people normalize conversations around mental health. I know firsthand how hard it can be to talk about these issues, but there are resources out there. If you're having suicidal thoughts or even just wondering what it would be like if you weren't around, please call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. Once again, I'm Ryan Engelstad of the Best Medicine Podcast, and I'm here to help too. So if you want to reach out to me through my podcast where I answer listeners' questions, you can find me on Twitter at EngelsRy, that's E-N-G-E-L-S-R-Y, or through the Anchor app where you can leave voice messages for my show. Thanks for listening, and thanks for taking care of yourself.
Very cool. Well, this is definitely... Let me do that again.